Before we go on to stage three disease, I've got to guess that another common question you must get is the issue of the non-smoker in the adjuvant setting.
What to
and
do.
Would you consider erlotinib off study?
Right. Yeah, the non-smoker comes up.
Although I don't know in North Carolina how many non-smokers you have.
Actually, I think we are the leading accrual site on the CLGB non-smoker trial, which is amazing. And most people would assume that we wouldn't be. But yeah, that is a common question. You know, it is a small percentage of the patients, probably in the range of 10% or so. It's been my experience that I will admit, and I don't have data to back this up, many of the non-smokers tend to present with more advanced disease, at least in my experience, and so it's less of an issue in the adjuvant setting.
Is there any data on that?
I haven't seen any data, and I've been meaning to ask people like Vince Miller and Passiani and those sorts of people, but I'd be interested to see data in that regard. Now, it may be that I'm a medical oncologist and the patients that I see are the patients that are, you know, more advanced disease, but at least that's been my experience thus far. I have, you know, in the absence of data, In the wake of S0023, in which the use of an EGFR TKI after chemo radiotherapy actually showed decreased survival, I've been very conservative in my approach to that. These patients, there was no reason why these patients weren't included on the positive adjuvant trials, although I've not seen any data broken out specifically for non-smokers in those trials. I give them adjuvant chemotherapy. I have not yet given anybody adjuvant erlotinib or gefitinib in the old days. We do have an outstanding prematurely stopped trial by the NCI of Canada in which adjuvant gefitinib was studied. It was closed before it met its accrual goal, but we don't have any information from that as of yet. So I've pondered it.
And of course, that was non-selected patients.
Right. We have an adjuvant trial ongoing now, the RADIANT trial, which selects patients who are EGFR positive by immunohistochemistry or FISH analysis, where you can give them chemotherapy or not, and then they're randomized to a placebo or erlotinib. And I think until we see some data from that trial, I've not used it as a recommended treatment.